UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
He needs to go to Calipari Rehab. I'm being serious. He needs to go to a rehabilitation facility.
I think he wake, like, you know, ever having like a dream or a nightmare where you like kind of wake up in the middle of the night and you like go, huh, or something, like, you know what I'm talking about? His wake up is, Cal!
And James Strebel.
Is Calipari in bed with us?
Calipari!
Huh, he's in bed. Why is Meisner here with a video camera?
Is that your camera lock or the provider bring that from the studio? Sorry, Lon.
You better not be taping over Wes Callison's weather report.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Hour number two, back on this Monday. It is The Take. Andy Sweeney with you another couple hours. James Strebel alongside our guy Mitchell Hannigan back at the Papa John's studios. A reminder, use that promo code for PapaJohns.com and the Papa John's app. The code is RadioXL for that two-topping extra-large pizza and a two-liter for just $14. Again, PapaJohns.com or the Papa John's app. Can I ask you guys something?
Yeah,
I just thought of this, and I thought that, you know, this will be good content, maybe, or at least it will be content. This is, and I mean no disrespect to you, James or Mitch, this is a better topic for Big Easy.
Okay.
Okay, but let me just bring this up, and Big Easy's not listening, because if he were listening, he'd be making sure that he texts me,
sure.
He's texting Mitch, he's tweeting you, like he's going to let the world know, oh, I'm listening to AM radio, okay?
Yes.
So here's my question, and again, we'll get into Kenny Johnson stuff, we'll get into, let's see, what else here?
Zion
Williamson, obviously, you know, I'm not sure how it's a story. I'm not sure how much I'm gauging how much of a story that it actually is. And nationally, the Duke part is not very much at all because college basketball reporters, for the most part, are fanboys,
mm-hmm.
and no one cares at all unless it's Rick Pitino. And I'm starting to feel that way, but that's whatever.
Yeah.
This weekend, Saturday at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Jack Grossman made a string of tweets about him work. You saw this,
yes,
and you responded to this.
Yes.
About how he had been. And Mitch, can you look these up for me? Grossman had been sitting on personal news.
Sitting on news, yes.
Right. That he's working for the radio station,
covering UK,
doing all sorts of jobs.
Well,
okay,
he's changed his bio too. Radio personality / producer at ESPN 680 and 939 The Ville.
Okay. And he tagged me in it.
Yeah.
All's good, but he just surprised me.
Okay, he gave you the love.
Well, of course he gave me the love.
Yeah, you got all the love.
No, of course he did. He's part of my coaching tree.
Yes, he is.
Right?
Absolutely, yes.
You understand? He's part of the coaching tree.
Cream, me.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
There's so many of them. Nick Curran?
Yeah,
Nick Curran.
Yeah.
Phil Baker?
Scott Davenport?
A little bit of Mark Ennis? A little bit of Mark Ennis.
Cooper,
yeah.
Cooper, when he was here?
Bob? I don't know about Cooper. Cooper's my Eric Mangini.
Is he locks? Yeah. Pass him the lock. He's on lock.
Pass him to somebody else. God, Dylan Avar, you take him.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I thought about having fun with him and saying, hey, the economics have changed under today's society. We need to talk, and just write that on Twitter and see what the responses
let
were.
It sit.
But I didn't do that. But that's what I thought about doing.
Yeah.
But I was like, I don't want to be that guy. Ugh. And we love Crean. He's going to be doing more around us. But right now we have no hours for anybody because there's nothing happening but our 16 hours, and that's a lot.
Yeah.
But the producers are locked in.
They're set.
So, Mitch, what did you make when you saw it from your vantage point? I giggled because I thought, what should I do right now?
Yeah.
And I was, heaping praise, and my timeline was blown up. So what did he tweet out, if you don't mind me asking?
Okay, so his initial tweet is personal news in all caps. I've been sitting on this for a while because of the pandemic and have actually started some of my roles, but since it's graduation day, I figure now is as good of a time as any to announce publicly that I'm super excited to be working at ESPN 680 and 93.9 DeVille. In the coming months, I'll be filling a lot of different roles, including producer/board op, covering UK B-ball/football games, #BBN hello. Coming this fall, whenever college sports return, we will be hosting the IU football and IU basketball postgame shows and launching an IU podcast and more. Thanks so much to At The Only Sweeney for the opportunity. Excited to continue working with all the great people at the station and look forward to fully starting my expanded role soon.
How about that?
I like it. I when I did read the IU postgame show, pregame and postgame shows, I almost went to the floor.
Well, there's not going to be an IU pre and postgame show. And the postgame shows are just going to be like big games.
Big games.
Like for football, gotcha. There might be like three or four a year type thing,
like
right?
Michigan.
Well, like
Ohio State.
Indiana Purdue, something like
okay,
that,
gotcha.
Right?
Okay.
It's not going to be Indiana Rutgers and Indiana Florida A&M and stuff like
Indiana,
that.
Indiana Nebraska.
Right.
Well, I'm happy for Crean, but I did think the same thing you thought when he tweeted out, because like you said, everything's pretty full.
We talked about this months ago, but we haven't really had a conversation for the last few months.
So this goes back. Wow.
Yeah,
that changes a lot of things. Don't you think it's a lot of assumption on Crean's part?
What I was getting at. Thank you. That's what I was getting at right there. I didn't know how to bring this up on the air. I felt really weird. How do I bring this up on the air?
Yeah, because I thought it was like a recent conversation.
I mean, it was, and it's all good. But, I mean, right now, obviously, the hours that we would have, the normal hours, all of our stuff got nuked. When we ended, I mean, the logistics went from, the NCAA tournament and covering that tournament while also playing the games, while also doing pre- and post-game shows, while also having U of L baseball, which at any point – the ACC and these teams will say, we're not going to play at 8 o'clock anymore. We're going to play at 2 o'clock. Figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Switching things up.
While we had like the end of Jeff Walls, while we had the women's basketball team, while we had all of the play-by-play that we are doing, if you just add all of that, not to mention a couple weeks to take a breath, and then all of the Derby stuff, not to mention Derby week. And so And so, Crean was going to be thrown in
to the fire
to all of this.
And
now
it's just chilling out.
Now he's running the board for the Westwood One games.
He's doing that he's filled in for Patty Ice a few times.
He's our guy. But I thought, if you were going to tweet that out, wouldn't you want to meet up and just make sure that everything is okay?
I mean, I didn't put on Facebook that I became the producer of the show till like a month ago, like to make sure I actually had the position. Like I started producing the show back in January, but I didn't post on Facebook till like March or April that I officially became like the producer of the take.
No, all these are valid.
Just
points.
To make sure.
I don't think they're mean points. I think we're just pointing things out.
No, they're usually things that aren't brought up on the radio. But
right. He made it public.
He made it public. And how much are we supposed to talk about Zion Williamson, who, of course, is going to get in no trouble, Duke.
No.
The bags were just flying around. I want to know, if I gave you a number, what do you think Zion Williamson got?
For his 1 year. And I mean, and of course, it's not just Duke and K giving him the bag. It's like U of L. It's Nike, it's Adidas, it's Puma, it's all of them. They all gave him money. They all gave him money.
Yeah.
And then I'm sure Duke did something, right? But it's not Duke. You're not going to get, like with the U of L thing, Brian Bowen Sr., let's say the $1,300 with Kenny Johnson is let's say it happened.
Yeah.
That's only $1,300.
Yeah.
That's nothing compared to what Brian Bowen was up for $100,000. And imagine Zion Williamson.
Well, I'd like to go back and find the tweet, but I believe there was allegations of a wire transfer of $100,000 to Zion Williamson.
No, but I'm saying, what do we think? What do we think that final number was?
If that's just because
it was blind bidding, wasn't it?
It was.
Oh yes, I'll be on your. He was an Adidas kid growing up, yep. And then ends up at a Nike school. So Adidas has been funneling.
Yep.
Then Nike funnels at the end. You have agents involved. You have Duke people involved. You have shady figure X involved. Like, what is the number that he got that would make him like? If I gave you the ineligible number, I wonder what that number is for Zion Williamson.
I bet he is close to $1 million.
Oh, I don't think it was that. Do you think it was that much?
Yes.
Okay.
Because if you lock in the house and then the hundred K apparently
Duke
came
vetted
from
the house.
Yes, Duke. Yeah, Duke vetted the house. Right, they vetted the house. But apparently that 100K, if I read it right, was just from Adidas. So if you had Adidas bidding against Nike and maybe some back and forth, and this agent person
talked about having a meeting with Puma. He was established. It wasn't like Michael Jordan,
right.
when Nike got him, it was obviously a big deal, but Michael Jordan wasn't wanted by a shoe company when he was 15 years old. Zion Williamson is going through how many years of being wanted by a shoe company at a high level? A mid-level since he was 16?
Yeah.
When was it, 16 years old?
16 years old. He blew up. Yeah, he blew up as a junior in high school where people were talking about him as like the next big thing. I bet it's close to a million.
Probably before then.
Yeah, I bet it's close to a million.
So how old are you when you're a sophomore? 16 years old? Is
16.
That what you are?
Yeah, 16 years
old.
So
what is he right now, 21? He's going to be 21. He can't drink yet, I don't think.
He's not even 20.
I think he's 20, isn't he?
20.
Yeah,
he's 20 years old because he's at Duke for the 1 year. He's 18 to 19, then NBA this year. He's 20 years old. I bet he got close to $1 million. And look, I don't think anything's going to come of this. If I'm Zion Williamson, I'm saying, look, unless he really doesn't want to pay this person. Okay, I think that's what it comes down to, settling out of court.
Yeah, this is a payoff.
That's why nothing's going to come, and people are going to get really mad, and they're going to shout, and they're going to cuss, and they're going to write think pieces about how the NCAA doesn't care about Duke. But all Zion Williamson has to do is say, hey, here's your money, go away, I'm not saying bleep to anybody. And even if he was thinking about it, I guarantee Coach K's text him saying, I'll pay it, Zion. just be quiet. I'll pay the money for you, however much he owes this person. Nothing's going to come of it. And I'm not going to get mad about it. It is what it is. Zion Williamson doesn't have to talk, and he's not going to talk. He's going to pay whatever money he needs to pay to keep him out of all
and
this.
And he's never going to talk to the NCAA if it ever gets to the NCAA.
No, that's why
he's going to do what Peyton Siva and some of the Louisville guys did. Like, hey, I got my NBA career. I'm not coming back to the college to do all that nonsense.
Right, and don't get me wrong. I was very excited when this came out, that this allegedly happened. But then when I looked at it and I read the particulars, I'm like, okay, he's not going to say anything. Like, he's not going to have to talk to the NCAA, so nothing's going to happen. And Ethan and everybody else is going to get mad. Everybody in BBN is going to get mad because Coach K is going to get away with another one. And Rick Bolzich wrote about it today. I mean, you had the Lance Thomas stuff. You had Corey Maggette. You had a couple other instances, but nothing happened to Duke, and that's the same thing. It's just going to go away.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you in the audience this. 437-9680 is the UPS Jobs text line. Andy Sweeney, James Dribble, Mitchell Hannigan here on the take. 437-9680 is the text line. What do we want? I'll ask that as a general question. What do we want from Duke in particular? Like, does Kentucky? I'll ask this in two different ways.
Okay.
In other words, I feel like people want the pound of flesh. Okay, obviously people want the pound of flesh for Duke and K.
Yes.
That's Kentucky and Louisville.
Yes.
Now, it's different here when we talk about it. And what's funny is, like, I don't know what Indiana fans think about this, but I know because Louisville fans have been burned by the system, okay? I feel like they want to see others burned by the system.
Yes.
Which means you're rooting for your punisher.
You're rooting for the NCAA.
Well, you're rooting
Burn Kansas.
To burn Duke, Kansas and, Duke, and everybody else, okay? So,
wow, yeah.
I mean, that I always find it interesting when people laugh at Louisville and say, well, you know, Louisville, this and that, Katina Powell thing. I'm like, the Katina Powell thing read bad. It read bad. Do not get me wrong. It was not a good look for U of L. But the amount of money and the thought process that highly ranked kids would go to any university and would hook up,
yeah,
right, or would get some sort of a party or a lab dance or whatever it was.
Yeah.
It's like, why is that something that is shocking to you? This is something that is legal,
yeah,
in other states in this country, okay? But Louisville fans, so when people would laugh at Louisville, I'm like, get all your laughs out. And Kentucky fans, get all your laughs out by all means. But understand when the NCAA comes knocking on your door that how everyone else is going to view you no matter what.
Right.
And you've seen that with the lack of coverage, okay, specifically with Kay, and last week, later in the week, with Bill Self.
Right.
You have seen that, and that has frustrated Louisville fans, and I get it. But I can't tell if Louisville fans want Coach Kay and Duke to sit in it as well. That's the Louisville side, okay?
Yeah.
I still think the majority of them do. In other words,
sure,
they themselves are rooting against the NCAA in their situation, but everybody else,
get them!
Louisville fans are going to root like so many people do when they side with management, even though they're not management in their own jobs. Now, on the Kentucky side, I don't know what it is, and Locke brought this up today. We talked a little bit with Mike DeCourcy about this last week. He wrote about this, and it's a good point. We were just in the weeds of what does all of this mean for U of L. There was a lot of U of L talk.
Yeah.
On the Kentucky side, and this is Kansas and it's Louisville, but it's also, Kentucky's a lot more like Kansas, okay? So let's use them as an example. The NCAA trying to say, and this is a topic that I could talk a long time about. The NCAA trying to say that Adidas or Nike or any of these apparel companies are boosters working for the school when the courts are not saying that, okay? When the courts, whether you respect that or not, are not saying that, dude, that's all sorts of interesting.
Yeah.
Because who wants that? Because universities have been able to get the best of both worlds with this. In other words, they've been able to keep the money. And from Nike and from Adidas, and for the most part, they've been able to call the shots, okay? And that's what I find interesting. If you change them, like if you change them to be boosters, the systematic change in college basketball to me would be substantial. And so if you're a Kentucky fan, you don't want Kansas to get seen as that Adidas is a booster, because someone that's at that same gray area, which could be a big problem with the NCAA, it's going to leak over to Nike.
Absolutely. I mean,
there's absolutely no doubt about it. And so that's a precedent that if they set, it, I almost feel like they cannot go back on. If the NCAA comes out and says, well, to hell with what the courts thought.
Yeah.
Kansas and Louisville and others, Adidas, I mean, even though, you know, the courts are saying, no, they, you know, we're out to defraud you, you're not going to be the victim here, okay?
Yeah.
You're going to be at fault here, and you're going to pay the price. And here's the thing. The schools can't do a damn thing.
No, they can't.
Listen to Louisville last week when Vince Tyre and Ely Bendaputi, well, you guys going to still work with Adidas? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. We've met with Adidas.
They have assurances.
You ain't saying no to Adidas. You ain't saying no to Nike. And in the gray area, I love that the NCAA is trying to clean up the gray area, but the gray area keeps them alive.
It absolutely does.
So the NCAA here, I wonder how it is viewed at the higher level if they say, hey, shoe company, you're at fault for these improprieties of college basketball. How does that look when they're the ones funding all of this? When they are one of the main, along with television, they are the ones that are offering $100 million. They are the ones, tens of millions of dollars a year. They are the marketing. I mean, Adidas, they put They put in their empty stadium, Louisville did, an Adidas sign.
Yes.
In their empty stadium, they put an Adidas emblem in the end zone. You don't, I mean, these are not just friends.
Right.
These are partners. These partners are in bed together.
Business.
And you can't tear them apart. The construct here is the construct, and it's not going to change. And so I'll ask this as well, and it goes into all of this. If Coach K had to vacate this season, would it make you happy? If they had to vacate the Zion Williamson season, and that was something that, like, it's funny. If you're a Kentucky fan, it would be really bleeping funny, because right now Cal hasn't got caught for anything.
Right. Nothing.
And he was seen as the super shady one coming from Memphis in 2009.
Right.
And you could absolutely rub it in the face of college basketball, not just Duke. And it would be, to watch the mental gymnastics. That's why I would like to see it. To
right.
watch the mental gymnastics of people backing Coach K. And I like Coach K. I got no problem
right.
With him. I'm not as hot takey as everybody
as
else
I am,
is. I mean, I don't like the fact. I mean, obviously what they're doing is what many other people are doing. And it's ridiculous to think otherwise.
Sure.
And Coach K's high and mighty and all that. I agree with all that. It just doesn't fundamentally bother me that it does other people. But what do people want to get out of this? Do they want to see Duke burn? Like, and that's obviously not going to happen.
No.
Are they going to get, like, I think our buddy Mark Blankenbaker and Ethan Moore are going to, where they're going to be obsessed with this, and then not much is going to come out of it? I mean, there's no doubt that Zion and company are going to pay this former agent off. And
yes.
She's not even, she's asking questions. Hey, where'd you live? How much was this house? Hey, who helped you here? There. Because she knows where the bodies are buried,
she knows
if you will. And
yes.
That happens all over the place. But I'm just wondering, what do we want to see happen? And if you're a Louisville fan, how it's different than what a Kentucky fan may want to see happen, and how so very much of this is a slippery slope as it pertains to these shoe companies, whether it be Zion or whether it be Kansas or whether it be U of L. That relationship between the athletic department and the apparel company is quite literally one of the most important ones that you can sign as an AD. It absolutely
yeah.
is. It's why Tom Jurich and company did not run from it, and it's why when the new group came in, they didn't run from it either.
Right.
It's easier to sit Papa John's down for $2 million on a stadium when you can resell that. It's not easy to do that, to say, we'll just give up all of this money with our number one partner, Adidas.
Yes. No, I remember when they made that deal with Adidas, how it was like the number one Adidas school, and Louisville fans bragged.
And they should have.
And they should have, because they got a lot of money. Yeah. And they made them their marquee program and bragged about it. So, yeah, that's not going away. As for what would make me happy with the Zion Williamson thing, it wouldn't be vacating that season, because Coach K having Zion Williamson and R.J. Barrett and Cam Reddish and not getting to a Final Four is funny in itself. Like, vacating an Elite
Eight.
Yeah,
but not having it count. I mean, the stain on Coach K's record.
I would think
the forever stain.
What I would see more interesting is, what I would rather see is, like you mentioned, the college basketball writers and all of that crew having to do mental gymnastics and anything in their power to try to make this and spin this as like, oh, it's okay. This isn't really. I want to see them grovel and snivel.
It would be Coach K didn't know.
Coach K didn't know. That's what I want to see. I want to see all that. I want to see that happen. I want to see all these Coach K fanboys have to take up for him and put on their capes for Coach and their S chest for Coach K. That's what I want to see. I don't give a damn about that season because
so
it isn't funny anyway.
So you don't want him to turn. You want them to back Coach K to the bitter end.
Absolutely.
To go down with the ship.
I want to laugh at all of it. I want to laugh in their faces and tweet.
Well, me
tweet
too.
All
I can
them.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
So you're not super hot takey on this.
No, I'm really not, because I don't think anything's going to come of it. I think he's going to pay him off, and that's it. And as like I said, as for the season, I don't care, because they didn't do anything. They didn't do it. They went to an Elite Eight, which Kentucky gets crushed for going to Elite Eights for
anyway.
Well,
no, Kentucky brags about it. They
well,
get crushed. They only
the
get
fans
crushed by
brag
Lachlan.
About
they
it.
Don't, they only get crushed by Lachlan McClain. They get praise from everybody
well,
else.
Okay, good point. But
yes,
that season, to me, was a disappointment for them. Just like the 2015 was a disappointment when they lost the Final Four, was a disappointment for Kentucky fans.
Well, it's even more so with Duke. They didn't make the Final Four.
They didn't even make
And they should have lost to Virginia Tech. It took all their greatness not to be on the in the Sweet 16.
They should have lost to UCF, Central Florida. Yeah. Taco Fall, if he had was in any better shape.
He's better than Anthony Davis.
I don't know about that. But he was blocking Zion all over. They had no answers for him.
Here's the title. I need to read it. 40 put up the article, and he was on this morning with Diener. The cloud of the NCAA violation smoke thickens over Zion Williamson's one season at Duke. Nobody really cares whether he got paid, but a lot of people care if the Blue Devils and Nike skated while a dozen other schools are being busted, to which I would mostly agree with that. I would add that there's a lot of people that still do care that he got paid. I don't care that he got paid, but I don't know if we have made that turn yet that people just write it off that, well, it's okay that these guys get paid. It sure seemed a lot of people were offended at Brian Bowen. It sure seemed that a lot of people were offended that someone who didn't have the money, okay, was staying at the Gold House, which is pricey. Okay, well, it should offend you that Zion Williams' family is living in a home that obviously they could not afford.
Well, that's a good point, because out of most of the articles that I read about the Zion Williamson situation, almost every single one of them put that stipulation in their article that, you know what? Yeah, Zion should have got paid. That's okay. But, and then they went on, da-da-da-da-da, like Coach K, what's his culpability in Nike? But it's almost, all of a sudden, these college basketball writers, and I'm not just saying Pat Forty, because I read Rick Bozich and Greg Doyle and some other ones that were saying, well, he should have gotten paid, but that's not the point.
Right,
that's taking a turn all of a sudden.
Absolutely.
When did that turn happen?
When did that start?
Yeah, just because of Zion?
I don't know.
Is it because he's such a star?
I don't know.
And I guess
we get mad when people fail us. So like when there is a guy that gets drafted and he turns out to be great, we view that much differently than when someone gets drafted and they don't turn out so well. So in other words, people get mad at the guy who gets paid and isn't great in college. They don't get mad at greatness. We don't mind paying for greatness. It's why people pay a ton of money to go see sporting events, concerts, or whatever. I want to know. Like, I just don't know what the end game is that is going to make people happy, other than the downfall of Duke and Coach K, and that is not going to happen.
Because it wasn't the take that, DeAndre Ayton should have been paid hundreds of thousands of dollars, or Billy Preston deserved that car, or Silvio D'Souza deserved, you know, whatever money he got. That's a great point. Now that I think about it, because I'm thinking of now all these players that allegedly got paid or got money, nobody was saying they actually deserved to get that money. Actually, DeAndre Ayton he should have gotten $1 million from Nike or Arizona or whatever. It was all like, I can't believe that he made that money while he was at Arizona and Sean Miller was paying him and knew about it. All of a sudden now, well, Zion, he made millions of dollars for ESPN, so yeah, he should have gotten that cut. That's a new tactic.
Well, let me ask you this as well, and this goes obviously a lot more towards Kentucky fans than Louisville fans in the area, but it also has the effect of, like, Romeo Langford ending up in Indiana. I still contend he was not going to end up in Indiana, was going to go to Louisville and Rick Pitino. But what's the fallout when there's a number of years where John Calipari doesn't get these guys?
Well, that's kind of the discussion right now. I mean,
he doesn't get these guys. Kentucky's not as good. And there's a number of them, and a couple of them. I mean, obviously, if the story is different today, if this is Kentucky.
Well, it's weird because they're not going to Duke, right? These guys aren't going to Duke.
Yeah, but he got two back-to-back.
He did.
He got the Zion year and then the year before that with Bagley. Duke was swimming in the cheating waters as much as you can swim in the cheating waters with Marvin Bagley and then Zion Williamson. I mean, you remember not only the Michael Avenatti stuff, but like the Clemson coaches knew everything about Zion.
Yes.
Right? They knew everything about Zion.
Everyone thought he was going. And then when he put the Duke hat on, everybody was kind of like, what? Where did that come from?
Mitch, you're lucky you didn't work here as much then.
Oh.
Worldwide was unbelievable.
I bet he was just
I was working here. No, I know.
Yeah, but you were on like nights and weekends. I'm saying you didn't have to deal with Worldwide's face. That's what I mean. Yeah. I know you worked here.
But I mean with the Duke and recruiting, but since this stuff started happening, right? Kentucky is still number one, number two recruiting classes. Duke's not up there anymore. They don't have a top. They don't have it in this 2020 class. They don't have a top 10 commit. from the 2020 class.
Well, they have Matthew Hurt coming back for a second year, isn't? And is Matthew Hurt coming back? Him and his braces.
Yeah,
are they coming back?
I remember watching him the first game, like, thinking, they really got somebody here, and then he stunk. The rest
Texas
of the year.
Says future postseason ban for Duke. Coach K living with this the entire season. Texter, Coach K's back's going to go out. Texter, y'all remember when LeBron got crushed harder than these players for taking out a loan against future earnings and not breaking any rules? These guys broke the rules. They need to be crushed. To which I would say people move their target quite a bit. And I agree with Strebel, and that's one reason why I brought it up. The target's being moved here.
Yeah.
It used to be, okay, Zion, you would be offended by him and the family, but you're not offended. You guys were offended. Well, Brian Bowen has pimped his son out. What about Zion's family?
Yeah.
What about Zion's family? I mean, it sure sounds like they went to the highest bidder, because that's a lot of times what happens.
We want
whoever gives you the most money, eventually you're going to go with, and that ended up being Duke and or Nike.
We want this big-ass house. If you want our son to play basketball for you, we want this big-ass house. What's the difference between that and we want rooms at the Galt House? There are none. There are no differences other than Zion obviously was a higher profile player than Brian Bowen.
Texas says Duke boosters will pay it. I mean, Zion can pay it himself. I mean, if they settle here, they'll absolutely be able to. I don't know how much money he would have to throw this former agent's way. I don't feel bad for anything. The thing is, none of it matters, because you're right. They went to the Elite Eight. It would just be the bad look for Coach K and the embarrassment. Right. But I still think you're right. It would be changed to where, we would give Coach K the break. Would give Coach K the break, I would imagine, and would back Zion. Well, of course he deserved to get money. Look what he is, because he's greatness. I feel like that is the case.
It is the case. And just coming to this realization it's weird, right? Because we've had these college basketball writers for years take up for amateurism, and this is what college basketball should be, and now all of a sudden, I mean, what if that was Anthony Davis? You know, what if they, if retroactively – we find out Anthony Davis got paid and he got a house in Lexington. Would that be he deserved it. Anthony Davis was great. Player of the year, every award imaginable.
It would now, but not 2012.
Okay. I just wonder if it wasn't a Duke player. I wonder if it's a combination of Zion Williamson and who he is culturally, and the fact that he went to Duke and with K. I wonder if that matters even more.
Here it is. It's only Duke and K. The player doesn't matter, because anymore we've given in that we're not going to harp on the players. We're going to harp on everything else. Louisville fans let Brian Bowen off the hook, and they just blamed the dad. That's all they did.
Yeah.
They let everyone else off the hook.
There wasn't much dunking on Brian Bowen after he
there
was
wasn't very much at all.
Ineligible at South
wasn't
Carolina.
Wasn't very much at
there,
all.
There really wasn't. Nope. And good conversation.
Texter says, how the bleep does a Sea of Blue capital J journalist not know who the wide receiver coach is at Kentucky? Isn't it the same as the offensive line coach?
No, that's John Schlarman is the offensive line coach. He's not coaching receivers.
Texter says,
I get the joke now. I got
all
it.
This talk about how long Zion was good for, but yet Strebel said he was too fat and out of shape when he didn't pick UK Blue.
I admit I was wrong. I admit I was wrong on Zion 100 times, and I'm coming along with Zion. I like him.
Now we don't want you. Stop it.
You know
stop
I mean?
It. No, okay. No. Quit being a fraud.
I don't like him. He's terrible.
There. Texas says, does Mitch's Facebook job listing read producer of The Take?
That's a little harsh.
Oh. He has crept onto the mic.
Texter, Zion will admit getting money from a Nike and Adidas, will not admit to getting it from Duke, to which I would say, maybe if they think they got him. I don't think he's going to admit to a damn thing, because if he did that, he would admit to being ineligible. And if that's the case, I mean, that would be the biggest shot you could give.
Yes.
Like, we don't care about wins, but I do think the vacating of wins matters to some people, and I think Coach K would squarely be one of the people that vacating 20-some-odd wins, 30 wins, whatever it was, would be
him.
Something that would absolutely affect him.
Yeah, the way he conducts himself, the way he speaks about college basketball and doing the right thing and blah, 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 absolutely. That would be a just earth-shattering thing for Coach K to have to sit with.
Texas says, bleep you round bleep. Always bleeping on U of L. Go back to Campbell's dump. and Huff blue paint seems excessive.
That was excessive. Man, I've never huffed anything.
Texas says, Round Daddy, what was Anthony Davis's money amount? Rumor was $200K.
I don't know. As far as I know, he didn't receive a nickel. So, I don't know. Rumors are rumors. That Chicago Tribune, I believe, investigation didn't really go anywhere, did it?
Texas says, hiring Crane is a great move. He could even take Strebel's place. Texas says, BBN will eat sweet, kind-hearted intern Crean alive.
No, they won't. Everybody likes Crean. Is there someone who doesn't like Crean? I don't know.
I'm not going to read this. No. Texter sounds like Round Daddy's daughter. Sounds like she's going to grow up and date a guy with a lime beer drinking Crown Royal at a Louisville tailgate.
Stop it. Stop it, Texter. Stop it right now. Don't even go there. That no, she's not. She's gonna date an upstanding citizen. I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to talk. What's next on the subject list? Because I don't. My daughter's dating life is not.
She's 6 years
she's
old.
She's six. That's what I'm saying. You talk about you can't. Old. You can't. You can't project that far into the future.
Well, I mean, we do it with basketball players. Well,
that's different. That's impersonal.
We try to.
We try to anyway.
I want to get into Mitch sucking up to Barstool Sports yet again.
Oh.
The NCAA net rankings. Why? It's a tease. we need to get into Maker McCorr at some point here.
Yes, McCorr Maker.
McCorr Maker. Why do I have that backwards? I don't know why.
That's okay.
He's a five-star kid, so I might need to learn his
top
name
10.
At some point. So we'll do that. We'll continue all of the talk. 437-9680. There's something that bothers me in the NFL. We'll see if we can get to that. We'll also do and finish our sound bracket in the 5 o'clock hour. We still got some sound to play. We have to celebrate the 15-year anniversary of Leroy Jenkins. We can do that as well. So still a bunch to do here. We're hanging out with you until 6 o'clock on The Take on ESPN 680. Alrighty, stay in shape, get in shape, whatever it may be, before quarantine, during quarantine, and after, and do so with our good friends from The Fitness Market. Find them online, thefitnessmarket.com. They are working out of their Plantside Drive location. They still have the delivery, they have the curbside pickup, and much more. You can give them a call at 882-2694. It's a 502 number, 882-2694. They started things over two decades ago with the Treadmill Medic, so they can fix anything. They can help you if you want to stay in shape, obviously, with so many things closed. If you want to just be in shape in general, start that home gym. That's what I did. That's what Steve Rummage has done, Drew Diener, and Crumbs Revenge. Haven't heard from Crumbs Revenge in a while. How's Mike Lindsay doing? You don't care. No, Strebel doesn't care. He goes, I don't really care. You know what? Neither do I. Bleep you, Crumbs. So 502-882-2694. They have weights and Olympic plates that have been coming in over the last couple days. Find out what they have. The weights obviously go much faster, but they have all the treadmills, all the ellipticals, all the indoor cycles, and they can help you. They have gently used equipment as well. They can work with any price plan with great financing options available. Again, it is The Fitness Market. Find them online, thefitnessmarket.com, 882-2694. It's The Fitness Market.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Evansville.
And James Strebel.
That's the one you're talking about?
All that stuff.
Can you say it for me again? Evansville.
Evansville.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Coming up in a little bit more than 20 minutes, you'll have Governor Andy Beshear, his press conference at 5 o'clock over on 93.9 The Ville. We'll keep it rolling with The Take here on ESPN 680-105.7. Late schedule change, no Mark Ennis today, so we will not badger him about the three-star safety who committed to the Cards over the weekend. So I feel bad for you, Ennis. We were going to pepper you with Court Dennison takes.
Yes,
so,
we were.
That is too bad we will not spend an entire hour on Court Dennison. But that's what the 5 o'clock hour was going to be. We'll get into the sound bracket, more Kenny Johnson stuff. I definitely want to get into that and a bunch of other nonsense as well. 437-9680 is the UPS Jobs text line. I asked Mitch right before we went on, right before we came back from break, what sound do you have ready to play? And here is the buffet of sound. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here's the buffet of sound.
Feed me.
We have, yes, not a problem. Not a problem. By the way, you can't eat any of the breakfast that you made your wife, right? Like you can't eat three pieces of bacon anymore, right?
No, I had one sausage and one bacon. I can't even eat like the pancakes. Like I can't because
oh no, because no way, bready and everything
it's
else.
It's just all bread.
I understand.
Yeah.
Sure.
Have you seen this new trend of pancakes people are doing? They're making like these little tiny like pancakes, and they're making like pancake cereal. It's literally like little dots of pancakes, and they pour it in a bowl, and then they pour milk and syrup in it and eat it. I don't know if that would be good or not.
Man, that actually doesn't – I would give that a try. I don't know if that's good, but I would try that.
I think it would just be time-consuming making all the little
pancakes.
Well,
no, you just get the batter.
You just drop.
Yeah, you just drop little dots. I mean, they would cook in seconds.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
Yeah, they'll take
would cook in seconds, and then you put them – I mean, it's just batter and butter and you know, mix
right.
with milk and syrup. That all goes together.
Anyway –
yeah,
you know what? I'm gonna
it's
make
a
that,
sugary mess.
I'm going to make that for my kids this weekend, see, and I'll come back with a verdict.
There you
Monday.
Go. Well, I'll make it tomorrow. Maybe
okay.
I'll come back
maybe
with a verdict.
You'll come up with it faster than I will.
I'm going to be making a sausage casserole around here tomorrow probably or
ooh,
something like that.
That
oh,
does
yeah.
sound good.
Well, sausage casserole. You like that, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, that sounds really, really good.
It's pretty easy. Texters are coming at you, Mitch, although I did this earlier, and I have no problem with it because it's irrelevant. LaSalle on Mitch's Sports Center just now, LOL. Texas says that has to be the countryest I have ever heard LaSalle University being said. Texter, LaSalle, Mitch, come on, man.
It's like potato, potato. I feel like it's one of those things you can say either way.
Because I'm pretty sure it's someone's like name. It's named after an actual individual. I'm not sure who, but I'm sure they would not be happy if you're mispronouncing their name. I'm sure they're dead, whoever that is.
Well, listen, I don't care if he mispronounces LaSalle at all. Mm-hmm. LaSalle. I don't care
right.
at all.
Right.
It's just good content for us. LaSalle.
Did he say LaSalle?
You know how he said it. Yeah.
Good for you, Mitch.
But anyway, here is the buffet of sound.
Okay.
It is the 15th anniversary of Leroy Jenkins. So that is one sound that is out there.
That's a great one.
We also have, he just gave me the names. Lock on tipping. Lock on Mother's Day. And then Rummage and Maben on Jalen Withers filling out.
Ooh.
I think that's the haymaker.
That's the one. That's number one.
Right?
Yes.
Rummage and Maben. I think them talking Jalen Withers filling out. Let me ask my wife real quick. Do you know what Leroy Jenkins is? She has. Go look it up. Leroy Jenkins. It's the 15th anniversary of Leroy Jenkins.
Leroy Jenkins?
It's guys playing, it's video game related. By the way, she listened in on me and what, three buddies playing a little Call of Duty last night.
Okay.
Before she went upstairs and went to bed.
How'd that go?
Oh, it's Nerd Fest. It's absolute, it's Nerd Fest.
Yeah. That's what makes it great.
Go look up Leroy Jenkins. That's your assignment. Report back to us.
There we go.
There we go. Well, let's hear Rummage and Maben them talking about Jalen Withers.
His body.
Let's go.
It won't surprise me if he's a full inch and a half, 2 inches. Did you recognize Jalen Withers on that video?
He's filling out. But I will say whatever Jalen's done is he is definitely filled out. He looks like he's going to look like a little bit of a different dude.
Yeah, but do you see the way his shape is? And you see, like, the way he moves? Like, he hasn't hit puberty yet.
Yeah.
Like, you could see it.
Wait. At ESPN 680, has Jalen Withers hit puberty yet? I'm kidding, Mitch. Don't put that up.
No.
Someone will get mad.
No, we'll get in trouble for that one.
Someone will get mad. How dare you? How dare you? Luke Murray's not happy.
Don't come at the players. Oh. Not like that.
Oh. Did Maven say it looks like he hasn't hit puberty? That's not – I had not heard that, Mitch. You could have given me a list of 500 things. By the way, the dogs are hunting towards that cat. Yep.
They're up from their – yeah, they're up from their slumber.
All right, let's hear from Maven again because I think he said – I think he did say Jalen Withers hasn't hit puberty yet.
Okay. Yeah, but do you see the way his shape is and you see, like, the way he moves, like – he hasn't hit puberty yet.
Yeah.
Like, you could see it.
You know the worst part of that sound? Rummage, lay out on that one. Don't say the yeah. Don't be anywhere near. Pay Brian Hall to cut your voice out of that. So that is 100% attributable to Marcus Maben and not Steve Rummage. That's me looking out for Rummage. What's his shape?
What's he talking about? He hasn't hit puberty.
By the way, I will say... the rest of it, there was no hot take other than Mitch taking the 1 to 2 inch thing out of context and doing a hard radio cut. In fact, play that first crappy sound of Mitch trying to cut it. And I understand what he's trying to do, but it's so bad.
It's
so hacky. Go ahead and play it.
It won't surprise me if he's a full inch and a half, 2 inches.
He just immediately stops.
He had to. Yes, of course he had to.
Good job, Mitch.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, but none of that was crazy. Jalen Withers is a player that you would hope. All fans think their players are getting better year to year.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't always happen.
Well,
look at DJ Montgomery.
They act like it's video games. You know, like when you send the offseason, like everyone's attributes go up +5. That doesn't happen in real life.
That's a good point.
Mitch, how many games do you think the New York Giants win?
5.
Okay. Well, you're not doing it in the NFL then because, I mean, people people do it with their NFL team. Well, the guy, you know, the quarterback who was what he was last year, he's going to get better. But it does happen. It just doesn't need to be over. You don't know who it's going to happen to. There seems to be a thought process. I almost feel like Louisville fans think that Jalen Withers is going to be better this season than Ayna Gahan.
I do, too. I was getting ready to say that, yes.
Is that crazy?
I don't think they've written him off completely, but I think there was major, major disappointment in Ayna Gahan last year, and they've almost just leaped over him.
I might be wrong. But
I don't
he's
think
not
you
being,
are.
I might be wrong. I just don't feel like he's been talked about as much as some of these other guys. By the way, tomorrow at 2 o'clock, David Johnson will have a teleconference.
Really?
Would you like to play him some of the sound that you have produced of Jalen Johnson? That no one knows who David Johnson is other than Louisville fans. Oh, big boy. Save that for the mixtape.
Yeah.
Oh, big boy, 5 points. Good job.
He can't even dunk.
You can't even dunk, well, even though his first bucket as a Louisville Cardinal was a dunk.
I'll add this to the, he better be better than 6.3 points and 2 assists next season.
You think so?
He better be better than that because, you know, all I hear from Louisville fans, he's NBA. Well, these aren't NBA numbers I'm looking at right now. So this leap that we're talking about that Jalen Withers may or may not be taking right now, they better hope that David Johnson's the guy taking that leap. And it's hard to, like, what's the context of, are they, like, watching a video of Jalen Withers working out?
No, because Louisville basketball posted a Mother's Day video, and all the players were in it, and they noticed that Jalen Withers was looking, this is going to make mixtape too, a little bulkier than they last saw him.
Okay, because it's hard to, like, because no players right now are practicing the way they would be practicing right now, right? Especially college athletes, like pro athletes, you could hire somebody and say, hey, come to my house and work me out. College players more than likely aren't getting that same type of training right now. During this pandemic, Jalen Withers looks big. Can he play basketball? Good, he has muscles. Can he play basketball? I don't know. Was he dunking in the video? Was he hitting jumpers?
I'm not listening to you at all. I mean, what are you droning on about Jalen Withers?
They're talking about how great he looks and everything. Okay, good.
His body's changed.
But do they know he's actually gotten better?
Because no one's doing a damn thing.
Apparently, Aiden Gaheim hadn't touched a basketball in 8 months until, what, last week? I mean, how do they know that Jalen Withers is going to be better than he was or whatever? Nobody has any idea. This is the hardest season to say so-and-so's going to take the next step.
Is it the hardest season?
To make those leaps.
We say that every year.
I know, but no one's doing anything. They can't. The pandemic, everyone's at home. How do they know players are getting better?
Well, we saw B.J. Boston shooting in an empty gym. Too bad he's going to shoot 29.2% at Rupp Arena next year.
Yeah, now he's going to come in. He's going to be 40%.
Yeah, my ass he is. I had 3 Warzone wins last night. Mitch, you don't believe this guy, do you? He wants me to add him on PS4. Devil Dog 45-45. You don't believe that this guy got 3 Warzone wins last night in Call of Duty?
No, I don't. Because
you've
never
had one.
I had never had one, but I play with actual good people, too, and we still can't get a win. So unless this dude's just like a god at Call of Duty, I don't believe him.
Maybe you should replace Lil Chewy with Andy.
Yeah, enough Lil Chewy.
Left Lil Chewy. Chewy's bringing you down. Lil
Chewy
69 is bringing you down.
Chewy's moved on from Call of Duty. He's on to a different game now.
What nerd fest has he moved on
Pokemon
to?
Pokemon Go.
That creepy one that Ents is on?
No,
what's it, the Animal House? What is it?
It's Rocket League. It's like that soccer car game. It's actually a lot of fun.
Rocket League?
Yeah, I've been playing a lot of GTA lately.
Do any of your buddies have girlfriends?
Yes, all of them do. I'm actually the only one in our friend group that doesn't have a girlfriend right now.
Rummage says stick to pancakes.
Oh well, sorry, Rummage. I apologize, but I mean,
he's also blasting you for not knowing the wide receiver coach. Of course, whoever the Louisville wide receiver coach is, he has a portrait of him in his house. The
autographed.
Rummage has got to stay out of that sound. Play the Maben sound again, if you don't mind. Play that again, the puberty sound. Rummage, you got to stay out of this completely.
Yeah, but do you see the way his shape is? And you see, like, the way he moves? Like, he hasn't hit puberty yet.
Yeah.
Like, you could see it.
If we put up as a poll question, did Jalen Withers just hit puberty? What great reaction. I would love to be on the other end of Drew Diener's phone when that happened. Nothing would delight me more right now than just to create some stirring.
Yes.
Just to stir the pot a little bit.
Kenny Klein texted him.
Everyone would be like, all the Louisville Twitter people would just, this is why I quit listening to Sweeney years ago. He's a hot take artist.
Yeah.
He's a hot take artist.
Anything to push the buttons, Andy.
I would rather have TBG host this show instead of Sweeney. He would talk cooking.
Is Jason Anderson coming back? When's Jason Anderson coming back?
Mitch, by the way, I meant to ask you this. Diener texted me, and I so did Process, but I don't think he cut it, did Process. And I don't know if you cut it. Probably not. But Perrin Johnson, talking about sound. Perrin, our guy Perrin wished Happy Father's Day multiple times to Diener today.
I have one of those instances.
And I have not. I don't know if it's funny or not.
That is funny.
But I've had people tell me that it is funny. Okay?
I think it's funny.
All right, we'll play it then.
Well, I mean, one way to find out is if we try it, Drew. Happy Father's Day, by the way. I hope it went well, sir.
Father's Day?
Yesterday. I hope you had a good Father's Day.
It was Mother's
Day. Oh, I'm sorry, Mother's Day. Sorry. How do you, we have Mother's Day. Sorry about that.
That is the haymaker.
Which
wow.
begs the question, did Perrin forget to, like, wish his mother a happy Mother's Day?
It sure sounds like it.
I mean,
how could you, by the way, did Perrin sleep all week? How could he not know that it was Mother's Day? Like, that is, these holidays are thrown in your face.
Yes.
Not as much this year because of quarantine, but with gifts and, you know, flowers and restaurant reservations.
Yep.
And all the things that go into Mother's Day, and rightfully so. It's not like you don't know that it happens. It might sneak up on you if you're busy, but it's not like you can't easily see the billboards, the advertisements all over the country about Mother's Day.
Yeah, they're still on the radio. I mean, they're still doing radio advertisements about Mother's Day and everything. I mean, wow, what a man, that's got a lot of questions to it, because did Perrin miss Mother's Day, or did he just, like, fall asleep last night and wake up and just, like, completely forget anything that happened, like, the week before?
I think his excuse was on the TV, they were talking about MJ last night on the documentary, how he won the championship on Father's Day. That was, like, a Freudian slip.
And,
yeah. And he said,
shut up, Street. We'll stick to pancakes.
That's what Rummage said.
I like that.
I love it.
I like that, Rummage.
It is good. Stick to pancakes. It's not a bad thing to stick to.
No, I mean, pancakes are delicious.
No, if there is one thing to stick to, you can only eat half a pancake, but those would be the things.
Absolutely.
Play that sound of Perrin again.
Well, I mean, one way to find out is if we try it. Drew, happy Father's Day, by the way. I hope it went well, sir.
Father's Day?
Yesterday. I hope you had a good Father's Day.
It was Mother's
Day. Oh, I'm sorry, Mother's Day. Sorry. We have Mother's Day. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's great. Good for that's good fantastic. For Perrin.
What's the line on where you – who do you have to wish Mother's Day to? Obviously, your wife, your significant other, whatever,
yes.
Okay? Save that cough to for the mixtape. Obviously, a grandmother,
yes.
Your own mother, your own spouse or whatever.
Yes.
If you have a sister – who has kids. So I don't know if your sister has kids
she
or not.
She does not, no.
Okay, so you're not wishing her a Mother's Day. But
no.
What's the line there of mothers that, you know, maybe your best friends, you don't even think that?
No.
Like if you see them, you say happy Mother's Day. Like what's the line?
I'm not going to go – if I see them, like, out and about, I'll say happy Mother's Day. But I'm not going to go out of my way and, like, send a text message or make a social media post. To me, the social media posts are significant other, mother, mother-in-law.
That's it.
That's it.
So you don't
that's
wish your grandmother? You don't wish your grandmother?
I do not, no.
Okay, see, I'm
wait,
totally
you don't wish your grandmother
no.
a Mother's Day?
If I see her or talk to her, yes, I will.
Yeah, but you didn't go out of your way to wish your grandmother yesterday? Is your grandmother, is she alive?
One of them is,
okay.
Yes.
Is this awkward? I apologize.
No, no,
I'm not trying to be awkward here.
No, I may have dropped the ball.
I'm with Strebo on this. My mom is always on my case to wish my grandmothers a happy Mother's Day. I'm like, they're my grandmother. There's a whole
kind
different.
Where I am.
There's a whole different day for that too. There's a grandparents day.
It's not
day.
A market. No, there's not.
Yes, there is.
A grandparents
I
day.
Think if
there
it's
is a grandparents.
It's
day.
Not marketed, is it? When is it?
It's,
you know,
it
you know,
is.
You know, it, but that's my point. You know, Mother's Day
and Father's
Day. You know about what they are, right?
But there is. I don't know when Grandparents Day is, but there is a grandparents day.
It's but it's not
September.
What gets lost in football?
Exactly, football.
Yeah, what the hell are we doing?
Halloween's coming up.
Satterfield's got the boys on the pitch.
That's
where do our grandparents' day when Stoops is, you know, second and seven all the time.
Drawing up running
plays. I love how I researched grandparents' day, and the first thing that pop up is like the people also ask: is grandparents' day a real holiday?
Exactly,
and it is. It's a national holiday.
Texas says everyone knows Louisville's head coach. He wears a flat bill. His name's Gunter Brewer. Yeah, that's an easy one.
Oh, Gunter. I do love that picture of him in the flat bill.
No, you don't. You have to make fun of it.
Well, okay, yeah. Fair enough.
Texas says Mitch has never won in the war zone. LOL. Go back to multiplayer. That coming down at 437-9680. Texas says that's for the mixtape. Come to my house and work me out. That at 449 coming from James Strebel.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. We'll get to the 5 o'clock hour. Kenny Johnson stuff is out there. We'll get to some sound. We still have lock on tipping and lock on Mother's Day. We'll wrap up the sound bracket. We'll have some fun. Another hour to go here on ESPN 680.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded. Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.